It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Weilman.
The wall around the city of Jerusalem has been destroyed and rebuilt many times. One person who went down into immortality because he rebuilt the wall around the city was Nehemiah. Many times while Nehemiah was leading the reconstruction of that wall, he was tempted to quit. But each time he sent back the same message. I'm doing a great work, and I cannot come down. The Jews had recently returned from exile and found the wall around the city of Jerusalem in shambles. They needed something to lift their dragging spirits. Nehemiah saw the need and set about doing something, rebuilding the wall. Nehemiah knew that positive action overcomes broken spirits. Nehemiah had something each of us needs in life, a purpose. God had given him the responsibility of rebuilding the wall. That was his purpose. Most people considered it an impossible job for Nehemiah to perform, but he didn't. There were those who sought to destroy Nehemiah, but he stood fast when they set a trap for him. I'm doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Now, Nehemiah wasn't bragging on himself, nor his work. He was simply stating the fact that he had a purpose in life. The key to a useful life is purpose. Unless we have a purpose in life, we'll just go wandering aimlessly. And as most of us are aware, aimlessness is a big sickness in our world. Criticism didn't stop Nehemiah either. Even some of his own people criticized him. They became discouraged in their work. But whenever anyone tried to get Nehemiah to quit, his reply was always the same. I'm doing a great work and cannot come down. Nehemiah would never compromise his high purpose. Sanballat, an enemy, tried to persuade him to discuss the building of the wall. But Nehemiah simply sent back his standard answer. 5 times he was urged to discuss the situation. 5 times he sent back the answer, I'm doing a great work and cannot come down. If Nehemiah had gone to discuss the situation, he would have been harmed and the wall would not have been rebuilt. But he knew that there are some things in life which one cannot compromise. Truth, justice, honor, duty, trust, and faith in God. These things are never to be placed on the bargaining table. Nehemiah had something all of us could use. He had staying power. His opposition sought to destroy him with ridicule, armed opposition, even peace talks. But he would not quit. He had hold of something great, a high and holy purpose, and he would not let go. Underlying all of Nehemiah's actions was something of very practical worth, a deep and abiding trust and faith in God. I'm doing a great work and cannot come down. There were those who were far more intelligent than Nehemiah, far more powerful, even richer, but history has forgotten them. Nehemiah is remembered because he had a purpose in life, and he stuck to it despite great odds and temptation. Get hold of a great purpose in your life, and when you are tempted, send back these words. I'm doing a great work and cannot come down.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association.